From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Mike Mansfield was, for many years, the majority leader of the Senate, and for many years after that, U.S. Ambassador to Japan. Mansfield died this morning at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. He was 98. NPR's Brian Naylor looks back over the long and distinguished career of the Montana Democrat.
Mike Mansfield was a soldier who lied about his age at 14 in order to fight in World War I. He worked in the copper mines in Montana, and he was a scholar. But above all, perhaps, Mike Mansfield was a public servant. He served 5 terms in the House of Representatives, 24 years in the Senate, 15 of them leader of the Democratic majority. That's the longest tenure as majority leader in history. Mansfield was named ambassador to Japan in 1978 and served under 2 presidents. Former Vice President Walter Mondale, who served with Mansfield in the Senate for 10 years, says there was more to Mansfield's career than endurance.
It was the decency, the integrity, and the dignity, and the goodness of his entire long career. He was just a magnificent human being.
In the Senate, Mansfield is remembered as an early opponent of the war in Vietnam. He called it a grotesque mistake. In 1973, he applauded the Nixon administration's decision to halt the bombing as a precursor for an agreement to end the war.
I'm assuming that progress is being made, that the prospects are looking up, and this move on our part, I think and hope would be conducive to bringing about an agreement at the earliest possible opportunity.
As majority leader, Mansfield succeeded the often overbearing Lyndon Johnson. Mansfield's style was more accommodating, not a master, it was observed, but a servant. He spent 11 years as ambassador to Japan, astonishing the often formal Japanese with his informality, going so far as to serve tea to visitors himself. A taciturn Westerner, if ever there were one, Mansfield was famous for his monosyllabic replies to reporters' questions. Former Vice President Mondale said it was also a tactic he employed as ambassador, describing a meeting Mansfield had with one prime minister.
Mike said hello. O'Hara said hello. And Mike smoked his pipe. And O'Hara nodded off. And in 20 minutes, Mike said, "This has been a wonderful conversation. We must meet again soon." And the Prime Minister got a big smile on his face and thanked him, and that was the end of the conversation. Only Mansfield could do that.
Mansfield refused to write his memoirs, preferring, he said, to let the record speak for itself. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.